Now, the use of technology in the classroom is perhaps nothing new, but a UK primary school is now breaking new ground by using technology to help pupils with autism communicate with their surroundings. It's all part of a study being prepared for publication this spring, looking at how interactive virtual characters might help autistic children with some poorly developed social skills adapt to the real world. Lars Bevanger reports from Birmingham. Hello.
This is Topcliff Primary School in Birmingham, England. It looks and sounds very much like an ordinary school, but around 50 of its 250 pupils have various degrees of autism.
A child with autism can be very locked in, let alone self-directed.
Sarah Quickenden is one of the teachers working with the autistic children at Topcliff.
And it's the locked-in children that we find most difficult to motivate into exploring their social skills, because they do have social skills. It's just a matter of them having the opportunity to share that with somebody next to them or that they want to actually interact with.
Good job. So this is Andy. He's a virtual character.
And that somebody doesn't need to be another human being. Meet Andy, a virtual boy living in a virtual world in a programme called Echoes. His creator is Dr. Kaska Porajska-Pomsta from the Institute of Education at the London Knowledge Lab.
The interaction with the environment and with Andy is facilitated through a touch screen. It's a multi-touch, large 42-inch multi-touch screen, and children can manipulate different objects within this environment. For example, there are pots that they can stack or flowers that they can pick. They can shake a cloud and it will produce rain and grow more flowers. And the idea is that these objects provide triggers for social interaction.
If you've ever played on a Wii console or with Kinect technology, you can imagine how the interaction works. The children react to what's happening on the screen, while the program reacts to the children's movements and voices. Children with autism sometimes find it hard to interact with real people, but often have few barriers when it comes to virtual characters, like Andy. Dr. Porajska-Pomsta hopes Andy can teach the children the skills they need before they apply them to the real world and real people.
There are a lot of important skills that children need to learn in order to engage in successful social interaction. For example, being able to follow the gaze of others in order to understand what another person may think or intend. And these are really the fundamentals of communication.
Hello, how are you?
It's me.
Ian Lowe is the headmaster at Topcliff Primary School. He takes pride in the way his school integrates pupils with autism into the ordinary school day and feels the Echoes project and the Andy character is helping him do that.
One piece of technology, you know, isn't a cure for autism, and it wasn't a sole solution for dealing with everyone's needs. But what it does do is support children in communication. The benefit for us has been children who have been struggling with communication issues engage with Andy. You know, in fact, if Andy hasn't worked, in inverted commas, the children are still asking him to come onto the screen or telling him to get a move on or something like that. So they have completely bought into the Andy character. Therefore, they are having dialogue with Andy and communication with Andy, which is then they can be able to take on into the classroom.
Teachers and parents say they've seen positive changes in the children who've been involved with the Echoes project and Andy, the virtual character. Project leader Kaska Porajska-Pomsta is very pleased with the outcome so far.
Seeing children interacting with technology that you have dreamt out is absolutely magic in itself, and there is so much that we can learn from it. It is absolutely essential to engage children and teachers at different stages in the development of technology to make it relevant to their needs.
I need to go home now.
The first stage of the Echoes project is now concluded, and a report detailing the findings is due to be published shortly. Several other European countries have shown an interest in adopting the technology, and it's also due to be rolled out in India. The next step is a mobile application featuring Andy, the virtual boy, which will allow pupils to use portable devices, like tablets, to interact even more easily. Lars Bavanger, DW, Birmingham. Bye-bye, Andy.